KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the district cross country meets are scheduled for tonight. They were rescheduled after cruddy weather last week postponed a lot of those meets. We'll see if they can get them in today. The 2A state qualifying cross country meet is at Panora. That gets underway at 4 this afternoon. There's a 1A and 3A meet being held in Atlantic at the Nishna Hills Golf Course, and that's scheduled to start at 3:30 this afternoon. It'll be the 3A girls running first, the 3A boys at 4 o'clock, the 1A girls at 4:30, and the 1A boys will run at 5 o'clock this afternoon. The top three teams, top 10 individuals, will advance to the state cross-country championships. Also tonight, regional volleyball gets underway for 3A, 4A, and 5A schools. In Class 3A and Region 3, Atlantic is at Red Oak, Shenandoah is at Clarinda, Saydell is at ADM, while Clark is at I-35. In 4A, Region 1, Carroll is at Storm Lake, while Denison is at Glenwood. In Class 4A, Region 2, Creston is at Winterset, Perry will host Norwalk. And in 5A, Region 2, Thomas Jefferson will play at Abraham Lincoln tonight. All those matches getting underway at 7 o'clock, and all those winners moving on in postseason volleyball tournament play. A late Friday night after the final football games of the regular season were over, the high school football playoffs were announced. They get underway on Wednesday. Here's a look at Wednesday's schedule locally. An eight-man, Exira EHK, will play at home against Lennox, and we'll have that game for you here on KJAN. 7 o'clock is the kickoff, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show at 5:30, an earlier start time. Now, 5 o'clock is when Who's Gonna Win will air on Wednesday, and we'll have our pregame show at 5:30, and we'll have notes from a lot of different schools. We'll have coaches, interviews, and things from a lot of schools. We preview a number of the games around the area. Other eight-man games coming up on Wednesday night. Fremont Mills will host Coon Rapids Bayard. Sydney is home to Woodbine. Cam visits Glidden Ralston. Also, Adair Casey is at home against Wayne on Wednesday night. In Class A football playoffs Wednesday, Underwood visits Woodward Granger. Griswold will host Woodward Academy. Audubon goes to Logan Magnolia, while Madrid is at home to AHST. Also in Class 1A, Mount Air will host West Central Valley. Tri-Center is at home to Ogden. St. Albert will host Pella Christian, and Van Meter will welcome Panorama on Wednesday. Also in Class 2A first-round playoff action Wednesday, Red Oak will go to West Marshall. Otobolt Arthur BCIG is at home against Nevada. Kemper Catholic will host Gilbert, while Greene County visits North Polk. Also in Class 3A Wednesday night first-round football playoff action, it'll be Harlan hosting Carroll. Lamar is at home against Lewis Central. Creston visiting Bishop Heland Catholic, and ADM will be at home to Spencer. All those matchups coming up on Wednesday night. In the NFL yesterday, the Houston Texans bounced back from their lone loss of the season by trouncing the only other AFC team with a winning record heading into Week 7. The Texans improved to 6-1 by blasting Baltimore 43-13, dropping the Ravens to 5-2. It's Houston's first victory over Baltimore in seven meetings. Matt Schaub threw two touchdown passes, and Arian Foster ran for two scores for the Texans. Eli Manning hit Victor Cruz for a 77-yard touchdown pass with 73 seconds left as the New York Giants defeated Washington 27-23 to improve to 5-2. Chris Rainey scored the tie-breaking touchdown on an 11-yard run in the fourth quarter in Pittsburgh's 24-17 comeback win at Cincinnati. Steven Gostkowski drilled a 48-yard field goal at 3:58 of overtime before Mark Sanchez fumbled with 7:28 left on the clock to secure the Patriots' 29-26 overtime win over the New York Jets. Drew Brees threw for 377 yards and four touchdowns to lead New Orleans to a 35-28 come-from-behind road victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Buccaneers are also, after opening the season 4-0, the Arizona Cardinals now sit 4-3 after a 21-14 loss at Minnesota. Adrian Peterson ran for 153 yards and a first-quarter touchdown as the Vikings improved to 5-2. Green Bay Packers defeated the St. Louis Rams 30-20 for their first two-game winning streak of the season as Aaron Rodgers completed 30 of 37 passes for 342 yards and three touchdowns as the Pack improves to 4-3 on the season. Dan Bailey's right foot lifted the Dallas Cowboys to a 19-14 win at Carolina as Bailey's 28-yarder with 3:25 left in the game gave the Cowboys the lead. Matt Hasselbeck engineered the 22nd fourth-quarter comeback of his NFL career and the second in as many weeks, lifting the Tennessee Titans to a 35-34 win over Buffalo on the Bills' home field. Hasselbeck's 15-yard scoring pass to Nate Washington with 1:03 on the clock was the game winner. There was overtime in Oakland as Sebastian Janikowski hit a 40-yard field goal at 2:02 of the extra session to give the Raiders a 26-23 triumph over Jacksonville. The game-winning boot came after Cecil Shorts lost a fumble to set up the Raiders deep in Jacksonville territory. The Colts have surpassed last year's win total in Game 6 of the 2012 season as Indianapolis improves to 3-3, posting a 17-13 victory over visiting Cleveland. Well, the NFL Players Union might challenge former Commissioner Paul Tagliabue from replacing successor Roger Goodell as the appeals officer in the Saints bounties cases. The Players Association has concerns about ethical and legal issues. A person familiar with the matter tells the Associated Press the NFL has no comment. Tagliabue works for the law firm that's defending the league in U.S. District Court in Louisiana in the bounties case. The NFLPA believes that's a conflict of interest. The union might also contend that such pay for programs existed when Tagliabue was commissioner, and that was with his knowledge. Florida took one first-place vote away from Alabama, leaving the Crimson Tide one shy of being a unanimous number one for a fourth straight week in the AP College football poll. The Gators blasted then-number 9 South Carolina 44-11, and Bama beat up on Tennessee 44-13. Oregon remains number 2 for a fifth consecutive week, and Florida, Kansas State, Notre Dame, and LSU are still 3-6. Oregon State moves up a notch to 7. Oklahoma rises 2 places to number 8. Ohio State falls 2 spots to 9th, while Southern Cal inches up a notch to round out the top 10. South Carolina fell to number 17 in this week's poll. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, there'll be a seventh game in the National League Championship Series tonight. The San Francisco Giants created that scenario by improving to 5-0 in elimination games this postseason. Ryan Vogelsong worked 7 outstanding innings, and Marco Scudero sparked a pair of early rallies as the Giants thumped the Cardinals 6-1 in San Francisco. Vogelsong was staked to a 5-0 lead by the bottom of the second and limited the Cards to a run and 4 hits while striking out 9. He blanked the Redbirds until Carlos Beltran doubled and scored an Alan Craig single in the 6th inning. Scudero walked and scored the Giants' first run in the opening inning. He also scored in the second after slapping a 2-run double. Pablo Sandoval added 2 hits and an RBI while Brandon Belt was 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored. Vogelsong fared much better than Redbird starter Chris Carpenter, who has reached for 5 runs and 6 hits in 4 innings. 3 of the runs allowed by Carpenter were unearned after an error by third baseman David Freese in the Giants' 4-run second inning. Tonight's winner will host the Detroit Tigers for Game 1 of the World Series on Wednesday. Detroit completed an ALCS sweep of the New York Yankees on Thursday. Game time 7:05 tonight from out in San Francisco, and we'll have that game for you here on the radio. 6:10 is the pregame show. Well, the Boston Red Sox have hired John Farrell away from the Blue Jays to be their new manager. The Red Sox obtained the rights to their former pitching coach by trading infielder Mike Aviles to Toronto. Farrell had been the Jays' skipper the past 2 seasons, posting a 154-170 record with 2 fourth-place finishes. Boston went after Farrell a year ago when the ball club let Terry Francona go after an unprecedented September collapse, but Toronto wanted too much in return. But after Bobby Valentine led the Red Sox to a last-place finish, they pursued Farrell again. This time the teams agreed on Aviles, who hit .250 with 13 homers and 60 RBIs last season. The Red Sox will get right-hander David Carpenter as part of that deal. In racing, Matt Kenseth was the winner of the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway. Kenseth's second victory in the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship leaves him 55 points behind overall leader Brad Keselowski with four races remaining. Jimmy Johnson led 44 laps early but crashed hard after spinning by himself, leading to a half dozen stops on pit road to repairs over two caution periods, but Johnson still managed to finish ninth and remains second in the Sprint Cup standings, still 7 points behind Keselowski. Martin Truex Jr. finished second in the race, followed by Paul Menard, Casey Kane, and Tony Stewart. Denny Hamlin's 13th place finish keeps him third in the points race, 20 off of the lead and 5 ahead of Clint Bowyer. And team owner Rick Hendrick says Dale Earnhardt Jr. has been cleared by his doctor to race next weekend at Martinsville Speedway. NASCAR's most popular driver just sat out his second consecutive race because of two concussions in 6 weeks. Hendrick says Earnhardt has been headache-free for more than a week, and tests by a specialist in Pittsburgh show no lingering issues. Reagan Smith replaced him in the Hendrick Motorsports ride. That's Check of Sports this hour. Brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.